I've seen sponsorship proposals where I feel like this this is a hypothetical hypothetical person who basically just opened up a Word doc file, wrote their name.
Well, if you're lucky.
Their date, their birthday, and then wrote their car and was like, hey, will you sponsor me?
Yeah, so like,
what does that even mean?
But here's the thing. I think it's really important that you should, like, guys, here's why your sponsorship, let me say it with clear English. Here's why your sponsorship proposals sucks. Yeah, 100%. Here's why they suck. It's because at the end of the day, you're missing the essence of what you're trying to accomplish, okay? Let me go through a few things that people should absolutely make sure are included in their proposals.
And any person who has worked on our side probably knows what we're going to say. But anyway,
this is not a secret.
Go ahead.
We're not going through a majestical thing that we just came up with. There's no unicorns here, guys. You know, let's start. Can we start with the obvious one?
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Scott, let's not pretend. Drop them gems. Let's go, bro.
I don't know what just happened.
I just spit bores.
Bores?
Bores. That's New York way to say it.
No.
Bores.
No. All right, Sway. Listen, here's the thing. At the end of the day, let's start with from the top.
Top.
So here's one of the – we're going to pull some Jeff Foxworthy out
let's
here.
Let's go.
Right?
Yep.
Here, if your proposal doesn't have this, your sponsorship proposal may suck.
Yes.
How about you don't have a proposal? Because I know that sounds stupid, but here's the deal.
Right.
If you come to the table and you just send a message like, yo, will y'all sponsor me?
Yeah.
If you say in a DM, hey, I have this car, I do this, can you sponsor me? In a DM, and you spell sponsor wrong.
And I'm,
see, these are all things that are going to immediately get a kick to the no pile.
And I'm going
to
say this much.
Yeah.
And is this my camera here? Imagine I basically hit you up in the DM and said, yo, can I go on your profile and be a picture on your profile, bro? You would be like, well, who are you? Who are you, bro?
Well, to me, it's a question of like, yo, like, when you're outside of a bus station. Stay with me.
Okay.
I see you lost. You're outside of a bus station, or you're creeping through, or you're rolling through Penn Station or whatever it is.
Sure.
And you get the dude that walks up to you. He's like, yo, he's like, you know, you mind if I get a few bucks?
That's the same thing.
Here's the thing. It's like, you know, and we've all been there. Like, we're in New York, right? You cruise through Penn Station, and the guy's like, yo, can I get a few bucks?
The first thing you think of.
No information.
No, nothing.
He didn't say, like, hey, I'm in need of something. He didn't. Yo,
perfect
nothing,
example.
Nothing. All he said was, yo, can I get a few bucks? And you're like,
what do you instantly think?
Why would I give you this?
Instinctually, you think this person probably is a drug addict.
No, wait.
I'm not gonna.
See, I don't get that. I personally nowadays, now maybe before.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I really feel when somebody rolls up to me like, yo, can I get a few bucks?
Yeah.
What they're really saying is, hey, I really don't like to work.
Oh.
Can I have some of your money?
Hot take.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying. That's my. Because here's the thing. It used to be that you would be able to, you know, see people roll up to you, be like, yeah, this guy's down on his luck. Maybe he's homeless. Whatever the reasons were. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not getting into that. But,
yes.
But now these people oftentimes are perfectly, you know, dressed. And I know you can't judge a book by its cover, but.
And we mean this kindly. At the end, we're not comparing you to this situation.
That's fair, because we're not.
But the thing is, it's just like, if you're going to come to our door and say, hey, I would like to get sponsored.
Yeah.
That has to come with something. I have to know, get to, like, you can't just be like, yo, can you sponsor me, bro? At the end of the day, I want to see something. So I'm going to let Scott keep going because I know he was
on a roll. I was on a roll, but I will say, like, you know, you have this thing, right? So it's like the first thing I think right off the bat is you don't have a sponsorship proposal.
Right.
Listen, do you need to have a sponsorship proposal to get sponsored? No, you don't.
No.
You absolutely don't. But I will say this, if a company doesn't know you, if you've never had a relationship with them before, and you're going to send in a message, understand that the only thing they have to determine you versus everybody else is what they can read off of what you send in.
100%.
So if you take the time to make a PDF proposal, if you take the time to put different things in and really list things out in a thoughtful manner, then they know you're at least serious, that you're really trying for something. They may not get anything else out of it other than that, but they at least have that. Versus the, you know, 5,500 people every year that just send a quick message saying, oh, yo, can you sponsor me? Or, yo, let me get that sponsorship, right? Yep. Like, sponsorship is, you know, kind of one of those things where there's an exchange, which brings me to the second point.
There you go.
If your proposal doesn't have a value proposition clearly outlined, then you have absolutely missed the boat.
And I think people forget this. Sponsorship doesn't mean I give you free stuff and you just do whatever you want with it.
Right.
It's a partnership.
That's right.
That's what you're getting into, a partnership. Absolutely. Yep. So I give you something, you give me something. What does that mean, really? Scott, what does that mean?
All right, so that's the value prop, right? So a value proposition is essentially like, understand that a company is going to give you product or discount on product or something in exchange for exposure, right? That's the value prop that they're looking for. Now, here's the thing about value proposition. It doesn't come in one shape and size. It comes in all shapes and sizes. Yes, sir. So it's up to you to really scan through your life, through your ability to promote, and decide what it is, what package you can put together that you can kind of bring to the table with, so that when somebody gives you product or gives you a discount on product or gives you a service, whatever it may be, whatever they're sponsoring you with, that you return to them this return on investment. And the problem that people get stuck in is when a company sponsors you, or when somebody else sponsors you, they're not looking to just get their money back.
Yeah.
They're looking to find the exposure that gives them the most amount of return on their investment. And their investment is what they give you, whether it be services, product, or, you know, discounts or whatever it may be.
And that's why I say partnership, because at the end of the day, what ends up happening, like, for example, in our end, a lot of times what we end up doing, let's say in the social end, you know, you deliver us some pictures, some photos and stuff like that. We end up posting it on ours. And then you get something from that, the exposure as well as you're returning it to us as well by giving us images or, you know, or going to an event and letting our product be seen in the in this whatever event you're going to or whatever it is that you're doing. So at the end of the day, that's what I mean by, you know, it's a partnership. You're doing something for me, I'm doing something for you, and it continuously keeps going that way. And that's where you end up finding value, because at the end of the day, let's say you work with a company for 5 years, now you're growing together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're both helping each other out. Yeah. You're both developing brands.
You know? And I think that the part that gets overlooked a lot is, you know, people think that the traditional, it's not traditional, the stereotypical answer of, well, I'm going to put I'll put your logo anywhere on my car and I'll tag you in posts is enough.
No.
And the truth of the matter is the answer 99% of the time is no.
Yep.
Are there caveats? Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are times where you will have such a large following or you have such a, you know, great community or whatever it may be that you have enough influence that that post tag, logo running, et cetera, could hold that value.
Right.
However, that is for the like upper 1%. And, you know, I just think
100%
that, you know, for the majority of people, like, don't consider that to be your return. Don't consider that to be your form of exposure. In most cases, and I would say in 95, 98% of the cases of people that will get sponsored, it's going to be something where it comes as a package. It's going to be somebody that's doing a combination of things. And with that combination of things, they're going to return to you kind of, you know, your investment, right?
Right.
They have come in all shapes and sizes.
Yep.
We know that we have worked with people on sponsorships because they've tagged us. They've run, maybe, you know, tagged us, run our logo. But maybe they had like an amazing build, or they could give us really great media that we needed at the time, right? There have been people that we have done things because, again, they have tagged us and they did have that following. There have been people that legitimately have started with partial sponsorships with us saying that, hey, I run on this, I do this, I do this, I do this. And we feel like there's something there and the person's cool. And over years, we build up this relationship with somebody to the point where at some point we're like, you know what? you constantly do the right thing. You're constantly an ambassador. You're constantly showing the people out there what's up and telling them how, you know, who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that means a lot to us, right? So there's sponsorship there. But it's really important to understand that, like, there's, you know, not always a quick route to this.
Yeah.
And if you feel like what you're giving them is really easy, mm-hmm. or if this is what I know how to do,
yep.
so that's all I have, yep. there's a good chance that you're probably not ready to be able to be sponsored in that way. You know what I mean?
1,001%. And a lot of things, here's a little nugget of advice for a lot of people that are looking for sponsorship in any direction. I think that people kind of get this thing where it's like, well, I see one person getting sponsored by 15 companies, so I should do it too. Honestly, if you're looking to get sponsored, honestly, start with one or two companies, three companies. You know why? Because then you can deliver. You could deliver more content and also work side by side with a company that'll value that more. So you end up just not overwhelming yourself. A lot of these times I'm telling you, I've worked with a lot of drivers. I've worked with a lot of people who are like, I'm overwhelmed. All yeah. I'm doing is sending this to this. I'm like, yeah, you're feeling that way because you have 15 companies on your wrap and you can't get to all of them because they don't. And then all of a sudden they end up devaluing yourself and all of a sudden you're out of the race because you can't afford it anymore.
You know,
look.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I was going to cut you off.
I would say, honestly, it's very valuable to focus on a few sponsors at first. And as you grow with these companies, I'm telling you, if they see the value in you, they'll end up giving you more than you think you were going to get from them. And that's because they see the value, they see the effort. A lot of these people who are getting sponsorships are not putting the proper effort, and then they end up closing their book a little bit earlier because they end up just overwhelming themselves, or the companies that they're working with don't value them as much anymore. So little nugget of advice, start off small. And if you want to grow with other companies, little by little, as you develop a team, there's a lot of drivers who end up building companies from them just starting as a driver first. Then that's when you start to, because now you have YouTube channels. Now you have all these other things. Then you can pull other type of sponsorships in. But as a driver, YouTuber, start small, start with a few companies, and then you'll see the value go up.
Yeah.
Nugget of advice.
I think a big mistake that people make a lot is that they devalue how much a partial sponsorship is worth.
1,000%.
Because I think that, you know, people look at it like, oh, I didn't get it for free.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about us, right?
No,
I'm talking
in general.
About anybody. I just think that, like, when it comes down to partial sponsorships, it is almost a way that you can get in without having a tremendous amount of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
With a company or an organization or even a service where you can offer a milder, you know, promise where you don't have like this super heat, you know, or this weight on your shoulders to deliver, you know, over deliver. And you can really get used to, especially for those in the early stages, you can really get used to what it takes to, you know, to be sponsored, what kind of deliverables they're looking for, get to know people without having so much pressure to, you know, to kind of do everything. Remember that, you know, at the end of the day, most of these companies and people, what they're looking for is your help. But that help of, you know, exposure and getting things out there and getting known, if there is a lot of people that want to do that job, you got to do that job better.
Yeah.
Right? So,
and this is another thing people forget, and I think this is just specific to this segment. I've had my own stuff with other things that I do as well. There's a billion me's. There's a billion you's mm-hmm. that want to do the same thing, that want to get stuff for free, that want to go on a track and drift. I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, it's just like, we're only going to see the value if you value yourself. So you have to invest in yourself. It's like a business. If you're gonna go out there and try to get sponsorships and you get a partial sponsorship for the first time and you've never actually had it, to me that's a blessing and a half because now this company's saying, we are interested in you. Let's see what you got, kid. You know, and if you show that company like, oh, this person's for real, because I've seen a lot of people who are gung ho about, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I promise you, I'm gonna do this. 2 years later, excuse my language, are sitting at home watching TV, watching these other drivers succeed or watching these other people succeed. So what Scott said is 100%. If you're getting a partial sponsorship in any avenue, that's a blessing because that means that they're seeing you. And take advantage of that. Don't just look at it as like, oh, well, I got to pay for it. No, you're not paying. You're literally, if you were paying for it, then you'd be paying the same thing that the person that bought it from Car ID bought it. You know what I mean? Or whatever come, you know, that is you paying for it. But you're actually, by getting a partial, you're getting something taken off. You're getting something because you have potential. You have something. We see something in you, or other companies see something in you. So that means that there's value in you. Take that as fuel and make something better of yourself. And I'm telling you, 2 years down the line, if you continue going, most companies are going to be like, yo, you're doing the work. Here's this. Here's that. I see you. Here's this. And so, yeah.
I'm usually the ranty one, but today you're the ranty one.
I know. It's because I'm dropping bombs.
I mean, I don't, you know, look, you know, maybe, but like, so, but I think that going back to this, I think another major mistake is that they don't have any deliverables. It's the same thing. Like you have to clearly identify what you are going to give them in exchange. It has to be super clear. You have to know. If you sit down and you're like, let me try to think about all the things that I could do, you're not in the right space.
Right.
Like I'm telling you right now, like if it, you know, for the people that really know if they have a chance of getting sponsorship, here's like kind of a litmus test. When you sit down, if you're able to like consistently say, look, I know what I can give these companies. This great pack, like this is great value for them. Here, I have this, and this. All right, you're in a good spot. If you sit down and you're like, yeah, I have a clear method for giving them a sponsorship and saying, hey, here's what I can bring to you. Here's about me. Here's the thing. And it's not just a message. Then, all right, you might be ready for a sponsorship. If you can, you know, kind of instate what your values are and what kind of things, you know, they can expect from you continuously and how you're going to develop that relationship, you may be ready for a sponsorship. But just keep in mind one other thing. There is this one kind of looming piece that sometimes people glaze over, and that has to do with every company is going to have an agenda and they're going to have kind of a brand image, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And when you start working with somebody, who you are and what you're going to do, it has to match up with the company. And there's plenty of times that people will be out there and they'll be trying to basically do one of those things where they're spamming every company.
Just while he's saying that, I want to give you an example, and I hopefully he never sees this because he's
well,
my
maybe,
friend.
Maybe he'll
yeah. He's not. He has nothing to do with this world, so I'm sure he'll never see it. But also at the same time, he'll get the joke. So I have a friend who is a b-boy,
mm-hmm.
right? And
breakdancer.
Break
just
dancer.
In case anybody out there is not
doesn't
cool
understand.
Like us.
Yep. Yep. And he took a sponsorship from Haagen-Dazs.
The ice cream company?
Yeah.
So how do you
spin? I love the man.
How do you spin
now,
this?
I'm sure Haagen-Dazs came to him and was like, yo, will you...
Do what?
But he's like spinning around the ice cream. Like, especially us as like health nuts in the breaking community. Like, what does that have to do with us? You know what
right.
I'm saying? I mean that with love. He took it. He probably got offered some good money. But... to your point, if it doesn't align with the brand, including yourself, because you are a part of the other half of the brand, why are you sitting there spamming message? Like, we just had a dude who basically sent an email to a bunch of companies and wrote the same email to the rest, and we all saw that he CC'd all of us, and we're like, yo, dude, this is not how you do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard because, you know, again, you're being judged on your character and do you align? And like, so when you start to see something like that, your first take is like you're just going to immediately dismiss you because why would they want to work with somebody that's willing to work with anybody,
yes.
right? And so, yes. I mean, but on a side note real quick, if Haagen-Dazs is out there watching here, I would easily do a sponsorship for Haagen-Dazs.
I mean, that's what my boy did, you know?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, free Haagen-Dazs?
Did he get like a card that said like all the
I'm
ice
sure
cream you
did.
Can eat for free?
I'm sure he
can
did.
Can he like walk in to any Haagen-Dazs, like flip the card out and just gets free ice cream?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you know, look, I mean, you got to think sometimes, maybe.
I mean,
you know,
I can't imagine if that's true, what his could you farts imagine? Smell like.
Well, that's, I mean, that was not at all where I thought we were going with that. I really did not think that was going anywhere. So
Max, put a fire emoji no, here just because I'm on fire.
Let's not do the fire. I don't think the fire needs fire. But listen, so here's the deal. I think that, you know, one other major piece of this is, you know, make your proposal stand out.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know how to stress this enough. Yes. Like, the problem that we run into is, let's even say your proposal is completely valid. Let's say your proposal is really good. Let's say that you have a good value proposition. You know who you are. You know what you're going to do. You do match the company's values. You check most of the boxes. Mm-hmm. You still have one major thing that you have to do, and that is get the proposal to somebody that can see it and actually understand what you bring and recognize the value.
Yes.
The difficulty there is that, remember that when we're looking at thousands of proposals a year, and I do mean thousands, we have to glance through them quickly
right,
at first.
Right.
So you immediately get the go or no-go pile as soon as we get into things. And the reason is because when you start to look at so many, you can quickly figure out whether on the whole, like on average, whether this one is appropriate or you should look into it more or not. And so your job is to make that proposal stand out. Now, if you can somehow get something done differently, if you can make it stand out, great. If you can't, then, you know, you need to potentially look at ways to get a warm lead.
Yes.
And if you work with other companies, a lot of times those companies might be able to recommend the path that you should go down. And in addition to that, they also might be able to, as long as you're willing to take advice and criticism, they may be able to give you advice on where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is, you know, they may be able to, after working with you, be like, look, you know, you're not really ready to like get a lot of sponsorship stuff, but I think you're ready to maybe get a partial or get this, or, you know, like, or, oh, you're ready for, you're looking for these parts and I know what you're doing already. Let me hook you up with this company. You know, I know them real well. We have a good, and now that's a warm lead that that person's giving you. And I think that that's a great way to get yourself in front of people. But remember, if you don't have that warm lead, if you don't come up with a way to make your proposal stand out from the rest, you're in trouble. And I'll be honest with you. You know, a lot of times we have X amount of sponsorship proposals. I mean, we have X amount of sponsorship positions mm-hmm. that we can fill every year.
It's true.
And, you know, you are in competition with every single person that puts in a sponsorship proposal.
Mm-hmm.
So we can only take so many,
mm-hmm.
which means you're not being put on a fair pedestal as far as, you know, there is no requirements. We get that question a lot.
Yes.
Are there requirements for sponsorship? And our answer to that is not really. We look at them in a case by case because everybody comes with a different value, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't have to have a tremendous amount of followers
mm-hmm.
to necessarily get sponsored. You don't have to, you know, have this type of build or this social or this YouTube channel. But when you bring your package to that was a bad choice of word, but when you go with a sponsorship proposal to a company, you want to make sure that you're illustrating to them exactly how you're different
right.
from everybody else, because they are absolutely comparing you and your proposal and what you're bringing to the table to every single person that's also sending in a proposal.
Yes.
And if yours doesn't automatically stand out, then you may never get the opportunity to even have that proposal.
And I'll say this because this podcast is probably going to be named Why Your Sponsorship Proposal Sucks or something like that. But just to bring it on a positive note, we also are very well aware and grateful – that all of you guys send us proposals.
1,000%.
Even if it's just a small message, to us it means the world, because that means that you value us in some type of way. We're just giving you some direction as far as like what you can do to get that sponsorship that you want.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean that we're joking on you. We're just playing around. This is just a conversation with our Koenig family, you guys and us, you know, and it's just basically telling you, like, you know, there's steps to get to where you want to be, and these are the guidelines to do.
Yeah, this is right in that time of the year where we start getting a lot of proposals, and when it starts to kick up, you know, we have to go through all these, and we have to go through them all in a way of trying to figure out, even at the start of a year, like, all right, you know, who are we looking for to kind of represent our you know, our company, our brand, who are we looking for to have good partnerships? And that's one other thing I'll say. Remember, like, when you're dealing with these people, if you want to come with your, you know, with a cocky attitude, if you want to come, like, you know, whatever, there's a good chance that they just won't work with you, period, because of the fact that they don't want to have to deal with you all year long. Like, there's nothing in it that says we have to sponsor anybody.
100%.
So, like you know, just keep in mind, like, we're, like, a lot of us are, you know, we're people too, and we want to deal with a good bunch of dudes and a good bunch of dudettes and a good bunch of anything else.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that when, you know, when we're dealing with our people, that, you know, we're enjoying working with them, and we can count on them for favors, and they can, you know, they can say things to us, and we can have that open dialogue. But then only that door only gets open to people that demonstrate that they're a fit, right?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if you ain't Michael Jackson, which he ain't alive, bro, most likely people don't know you. So even if Beyonce asked me for a sponsorship, I'd be like, yo, who the hell are you, lady?
No, I mean, I don't know you. I would give Beyonce, just for the record, I would give Beyonce the I mean, I feel like that might be the closest. I mean, I know there's a lot of drama going on right now, but I feel like that might be my closest opportunity to meet Jay-Z.
Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
No, we're not going to.
But yes, I agree.
We're not going to do that.
Yes. I think that, you know, there's also a lot of. One thing is, do your research.
Mm.
It doesn't necessarily, you know, yes.
Yeah, this I agree is just, with that. Research.
Bro, a lot of the times it's like, it's as easy as Googling, like, what a sponsorship proposal looks like.
If you want to find out more about sponsorships, we have done a tremendous amount on the YouTube channel. In addition to that, we also put together a 5-part series on how you can build a good sponsorship proposal. So that stuff's all there.
Yep.
Look, use your resources, use the internet, use your intelligence, really try to think this out. Don't just jot this thing down and hit send, because if you do, you're most likely not going to be successful. But if you take the time, you put things in, you do the research, and you make a long-term plan, because at the end of the day, no company wants to work with somebody that's just going to do something this year.
Yep.
They want to work with somebody that they're going to be able to do things with for many years to come, that they have a really good idea of, you know, kind of how their values are going to mesh, how their needs are going to mesh. And I think if you can demonstrate that and really illustrate that, I think that you have a really good chance at, you know, kind of being in the running for a sponsorship proposal from any company.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. So don't. When you go out there this year and you're going to start sending your proposals to us, to other companies, to other brands, to other, you know, services, whatever, be considerate, be thoughtful, think about what you got to put in there. Don't let your sponsorship proposal suck. That's pretty much it. We'll catch you on the next one.
Peace.